Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Liam Payne's family and stars from across the music world have led tributes to the former One Direction star after his death at a hotel in Argentina. Liam's family said in a statement issued by his spokesperson, "We are heartbroken. Liam will forever live in our hearts and we'll remember him for his kind, funny and brave soul." Well, to discuss his tragic passing, and now I'm joined by psychotherapist and author Joanna Fortune. And in particular, Joanna, you're very welcome to the
program. Thanks, Cormac.
In particular, why so many people, so many of our friends and colleagues, when talking about this today, said, I didn't know the man, obviously, but I feel so upset and my kids are so upset. Why does that happen?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I think, first of all, the death of a young, well-known celebrity such as Liam Payne would have a huge impact. And we typically think about it as having a particular impact on young fans. We've seen this when very big, popular boy bands have broken up before, for example, and the upset that that can cause. The death then is something deeper. But we have to remember a lot of One Direction fans that may well be adults now, but they were teenagers when they first formed that connection with the band. And teenagers in particular can feel very attached to their idols. So they will often find it difficult when someone in the spotlight, somebody significant to them and that they associate with a very significant part of their development, is passing away. But I think as well, Cormac, it's worth us thinking about the parasocial aspect of this as well. And a parasocial relationship is a one-sided relationship, you know, where one person basically puts a lot of effort, emotional energy, their interest, their time, their focus, and it goes into the connection, but the other person doesn't really know you exist. And that's very true of celebrity connections, especially with social media access to more intimate parts of celebrities' lives, that people can feel that they have that deep connection with somebody and a deep knowing. And that's not to say it's not real. It's a very real feeling and it should be treated carefully and with respect when somebody is grieving.
Okay, so that's really interesting now, because the other person, and in this case, Liam Payne, and first and foremost, you know, you have to feel for his family and,
awful,
and
yeah,
himself. But then in terms of what we're discussing here, the people that might feel a sense of loss and might be grieving Liam Payne didn't know that they existed or we existed, but that emotional connection is real, you say. So that grieving is real, is it?
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that we, just because somebody didn't know a celebrity personally, that we should not be dismissive of their feelings. I think that's really important, that those feelings are real. And it's linked to all of what you were going through in your life when you were listening to his music. You know, that band was the soundtrack to many experiences for adolescents. And in thinking about his passing, there is a loss around that time of your life. I think as well, though, Cormac, we have to be aware that social media is full of Liam Payne, understandably, stories today. And people can immerse themselves in scrolling and watching and reminding old videos, old clips, old songs, all of which are triggering and activating memories and associations, and that can feel very overwhelming at a time like this.
Yeah, and also, as you say, Joanna, there's an awful lot of information floating out around there, a lot of speculation, and young people, children might have questions, probably will have questions. So how do you manage that then?
Yeah, and I think as well, especially if, you know, they're like, oh, who's this and what's on the radio and what are we talking about? It is to say, you know, something sad happened, and just to acknowledge that something sad happened. There was a tragic accident and somebody that was a very famous singer, has their life has ended, and that's really sad and their fans are really sad. And you can see those images of devastated fans congregating outside of the hotel where this happened, as well as, you know, people posting online and talking online. And that's really trying to bring together a sense of community, isn't it? That I'm not alone in this. That there's all of these other fans. We're part of something together. So I think we have to be very careful about how we speak about it. You know, I would be saying that try to keep people in the moment. You know, if this is someone in your life, you want to acknowledge their feelings. But I also think encouraging them to be present and therefore spend less time on their phones can be really helpful, because obsessing over those old social media posts isn't healthy. And if they spend less time on their phones and more time in the present, they can think, talk and work through it in the now moment as well.
Do you know that's really good advice? A listener has texted the programme to say, I'm 47, my favourite band as a teen was Soundgarden. And when Chris Cornell died, it was surprisingly devastating for me. I had to take a day off work. So I think your advice is really good, Joanna. Tread carefully here, because it might be, for an awful lot of people, their first encounter with grief and loss.
Absolutely. So,
psychotherapist and author Joanna Fortune, thank you very much indeed.